Cape Talk.
Food. Now, the Cape Town restaurant scene is an ever-changing landscape. New faces, new spaces, new trends emerging, it seems, almost every month. So I'm really intrigued to find out what a restaurateur has to do, or perhaps promise to do, to attract the notice of a global network like CNN. And that is what our guest today has done. His name is Giles Edwards. He's the chef proprietor of restaurant La Tête, which opened its doors in Bree Street quite recently. And earlier this year, named by CNN as one of the top 10 new restaurants worldwide. If you want to know why, stay tuned, because he's with us in studio. Giles, it's great to have you here.
Good afternoon. Thanks very much for having me.
How long has La Tête actually been open for now?
Just over 2 months. We opened the 27th of November last year, and it's been going very well so far. So good.
Okay. And okay, 2 months under your belt, and we're going to talk about the very special offering of this restaurant in just a moment. But I know you've worked in some of the top kitchens worldwide. Is this your first venture in charge of your own kitchen?
Sure. This is, yeah, the first time we've had our own shop. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. But you know, I've run a lot of kitchens in the UK, and successfully, and so hopefully we can do the same in Cape Town.
Now, it's a very novel, well, maybe not so novel anymore, but 2 years ago, if I'd said the phrase nose-to-tail eating, people might have looked at me blankly, not knowing what I was talking about. This is a restaurant that's all about nose-to-tail dining, which is how new to South Africa?
Not that new, actually, if you think about it. Africa is one of the biggest consumers of offal. Maybe just in the restaurant scene, we're all into prime cuts. You know, I think it's part of the braai culture. People wanting to have steaks on the braai, lamb chops. Not so much focused on the offal, but certainly in rural Africa, there's huge amount of consumption of the nose to tail. The philosophy of the restaurant is to encompass everything. It's not just about the meat, which is something that I do focus on, but it's about the vegetables, the fish, the sustainability of food. I strongly feel that if for restaurants to move forward, we need to be focused on sustainability, eating everything, kind of omitting those prime cuts as a way forward of human consumption.
So it's about a lot more than just the meat that's on the plate. There are environmental reasons behind this. There are also ethical reasons behind it. I know you've learned from somebody who's called the godfather of nose to tail, Fergus Henderson.
Sure.
And I know he's famous for his quote that if you're going to kill the animal, it seems only polite to use the whole thing.
Definitely. I mean, Fergus is a huge role model in my life, and it's one of the reasons why I became a chef. And his philosophy stands true, you know, using the whole animal and paying respect to it, you know, not just kind of focusing on the prime cuts, as I say, is true to sustainability and the way forward for restaurants.
Mm. If you've just joined us, my guest in studio is Giles Edwards, who's the chef proprietor of restaurant La Tête, which opened 2 months ago in Bree Street with a nose-to-tail philosophy at its heart. And if you've got a question for him, if you've been lucky enough already to go and dine there and you want to tell us about the experience, please do give me a call on 021-446-0567 or send an SMS to 31567. How big a sell has it been for you? Are diners adventurous enough in Cape Town to come in and say, right, I know I'm going to eat something that's probably going to be radically different from anything I've eaten before? Or are they being a little bit squeamish about it?
It's kind of been a 50-50 kind of received. People who know where I come from and my kind of background are into it. And I think it's, as I always say, if you know someone is good at what they're doing, then you have confidence in that particular field. So people know that I'm nose to tail, and they know my history, Fergus Henderson, and Jay Shiki's. So they know where I come from. So they feel confidence in what I'm producing and what I'm cooking. On the other side, yes, there are a lot of people who might have read a review or seen something on the web and thought, oh, we must try that place. They walk in and they're a little bit hesitant. This is where education through our staff, our waiters, kind of educating the diner, explaining why it is we're doing what we're doing, and trying to encourage them to go for the less known organs. But then again, we always run a safe option. The way I cook is, well, nose to tail, but it's a carcass based cooking. So I generally buy a whole carcass of lamb or a side of pork or something like that. So I have to use the nose and I have to use the tail, but in between there's prime cuts. So there's always a lamb chop, for instance, for lunch. And so by using the whole animal, you'll find that, yes, there are the unwanted, or not unwanted, but the lesser known cuts, but there's also the stuff that you might be more familiar with. So as far as the diners are concerned, there's always a safe option. We've had a lot of people who've gone and maybe eaten ox heart, and they've never thought they'd ever eat ox heart in their lives. And I mean, it's an amazing organ, and it's delicious. And, you know, I think it tastes better than steak. And for the South African public who are so used to eating steak, you know, just trying ox heart and trying something different, they'll thoroughly enjoy it, I'm sure.
Okay, so take a sense of adventure with you, please, when you book your table. That is required. But I mean, of course, this is, as you said, it's not really anything new, because traditionally, historically, this is how communities would have eaten. You did not throw away anything. You did not waste anything. In times where meat was a luxury, you would have used absolutely every gram of meat that you could get off a carcass.
Most definitely. I mean, a lot of what I do is brining and curing, and that is the old way. You know, you'd slaughter an animal and you'd brine the legs for the darker days, so to say. Mm. And the fresher organs, you know, like the liver and the heart and the kidney, you would have eaten straight away because they were the ones that would probably deteriorate the fastest.
Mm.
So it's not a new concept. It's definitely not. So yeah.
In a way, you're almost sort of bringing us back to forcing people to stay connected to their food and not have the luxury or the sort of, I always just think a sort of curtain comes down that when you buy your lamb chops packaged in plastic in a supermarket, it's very far removed from the concept of the carcass of the lamb and allows you to kind of eat at arm's length from the fact that an animal has been slaughtered to bring this meat to your table. In a way, do you think that what you're doing in saying we bring back everything, we eat all bits of the animal, you're kind of reconnecting people to their food and to its provenance a bit more?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, that's what we stand for, you know, eating everything and giving that animal the due that it is.
Jaz, what would you say have been the most popular dishes on your menu so far? I know it's a menu that changes, and we'll talk about that in just a moment, but is there a standout dish that people are going, that completely surprised me, it's utterly delicious and a lot more?
We do a pigtail, deep fried pigtail. It's not everyone's cup of tea, but it takes a lot of, there's a big process in making it. It's been brined in sugar and salt for a week. So what this does is it breaks down a bit of the fat, and it turns it from just being a rubbery pigtail into something that's got a slight bacony flavor, and then it's deep fried in crumbs. So it's kind of like a glorified KFC, but it's pork, it tastes like bacon, and people are into it, you know.
Mm.
It's not everyone's cup of tea. It's a bit fatty, but that's the nature of the beast. Another thing that people are really into are the pig cheeks, the pig face. I prepare them in several different ways. Sometimes I confit it, so slow cooked in oil. Other times I brine it and roll it and roast it up. So people are into that kind of stuff, and unusually so.
And conversely, are there any dishes that people are really finding a big sell, a big stretch, that you really have to convince them to try?
Not really. A lot of it is, as I say, it's through education. It's through telling the diner what you've done to make that process. I did start off by doing a ox tongue, which is delicious in my mind, but I think diners, just the way it was portrayed on the plate, might have been a bit kind of in your face. I kind of kept the whole profile of the tongue. So we've changed that a bit, but otherwise people are into it and they're, you know, enjoying it all.
I hope you've still got tongue on the menu, because that's the one thing I would definitely come back for.
No, tongue is on the menu. As I say, these things take time.
Yeah.
So my tongue has come from Angus out at Spear, and they take at least 7 days in brine. So people think they come in and they see something and they come in the next day and they want it again. But you got to understand that, you know, this kind of food takes a lot of time. And so, yeah, I mean, tongue is always there.
So you are literally changing the menu every day, if not several times a day?
The menu changes twice a day. So we have a lunchtime menu, which I focus more on kind of salads and something lighter for the crowd around me. And then evenings a bit more serious, a bit more sit down, a bit more formal, bring back a lot more main courses and things like that, yeah.
And, I mean, you've mentioned Angus at Spear as one of your suppliers. Has it been easy or difficult for you? I mean, for suppliers, you must be an absolute delight, because here have the whole carcass and somebody taking everything they have to offer.
You'd think so. Suppliers are good. I've got a good couple of chains with some great guys. The only thing is, as I say, we are one of the biggest consumers of offal. And what you'll find is a lot of the abattoirs take the offal in order to help pay for their staff. So for me to actually get hold of the offal, I now have to pay a premium to kind of, you know, I'm taking away something that they're using as a payment offer. So.
Interesting. I love the concept that you are treating every single part of the animal as something worth celebrating, worth trying, worth turning into a thing of beauty on the plate. And just to give you a sense of what's on the menu, or I'm looking at Saturday evening's dinner, for example, the pigtails you've mentioned, there's salted hake, but I believe you also, again, with the fish as well, do you use every single part of the fish?
I try and use as much as I can. I've got a great fish supply as well down in Muizenberg, and everything's locally sourced. I use a lot of octopus, which you don't see often on menus in Cape Town. Here we've got squid, mussels. It's all sustainable. It's all local as much as possible, as it is all local. And when it comes to the using the different stuff, hake-ro, I do a lot of samphire, which is obviously seagrass, which comes from up the west coast. And yeah, so we try and treat everything as much as we as best we can.
So you said you're open for lunch and dinner. Is it 7 days a week, 6 days a week?
We're open from Tuesday to Friday, lunch and dinner.
Okay.
And then Saturday supper only.
And okay, and is a reservation required, or do you take walk-ins as well?
We prefer reservations, but we definitely take walk-ins. You know how Cape Town is, you're walking up and down the street and you want someone to go and eat and you just pop in. So that's fine.
Yeah. Well, we've got a couple of people going, finally a restaurant serving offal. I haven't had any good lamb offal since my grandmother passed on. Please share their address. Please ask for the address, says Thomas. And somebody else asking the same thing. So with pleasure, it's 17 Brea Street. And as you heard Giles say, Tuesday to Friday lunch and dinner, Saturdays dinners only. You can call the restaurant on 021-418-1299. I've just quickly got to ask before we go to news, and we are going to be late. Sorry, Wesley, but how, CNN, how did you come to the attention of CNN to be listed as one of the top 10 new restaurants for 2017?
Sure, it's hard to say. I think with the background of Fergus Henderson, me and St. John, I think any chef that steps out of his kitchen is someone to watch. Gratefully, you know, someone picked up on me through social media, through whatever, you know. They spotted me, but you know, my background is famous. It's not me that is famous. It's the background and Fergus and his training. And I think you'll find with any of his chefs that have walked out of his kitchens, you know, I can name 5-6 of them. They're all people to watch. So I think that's probably how CNN picked up on us. And just the idea that they've come and that's what they feel about us is amazing. And we're privileged. We really are. Stoked about it.
Well, I hope Capetonians feel the same way. Giles, it's been great having you with us in studio.
Sure, thanks very much, Pippa.
Giles Edwards of La Tête Restaurant at 17 Brea Street.